Welcome to Brown Bag Culture. This is Brown Bag Culture. Welcome to Brown Bag Culture. Welcome to Brown Bag Culture.
Price of $8,000, you might be able to.
The secret to reversing some effects of aging might be in the blood of the young.
Three new studies have found that blood from young mice can reverse symptoms of aging in older mice.
Three studies will be published this week in the journal Science and Nature, each exploring the regenerative properties of young blood.
The blood of the young can make the old young again.
Are you kidding me? It sounds like out of a sci-fi movie or something.
So what is it in the blood? Do you know?
Peter Thiel, he remembers the PayPal mafia. It's called, he's 48 years old, yet plans to live forever, 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 forever.
Brainiac, an apology.
There's a company called Ambrosia that is openly raising money.
Hello, Mr. Chicken.
Just stand over there, please. Thrombosis is a process of taking a young person's blood, putting it into your veins.
In the previous episode of this program, we made the following
cardiovascular system.
It is believed that no human being can lick their own elbow, as the combined maximum length of the neck and tongue
really
is about 2 inches shorter than the length of the upper arm.
I'm sorry, nurse. I can't do that.
However, a number of viewers have written to us demonstrating that this statement was not in fact correct. We take our science very seriously here on radio. As such, we make rigorous checks to ensure mistakes are not made. It will not happen again.
What is that?
Well, I believe this is because the young mice is providing the old mouse cells that have long telomeres. Okay, so it comes back to the telomeres. I'm hoping that we can do the same thing by just lengthening the telomeres in the cells you already have. But he's now doing this kind of clinical study with humans,
a Russian scientist claims to have created his own version of the Fountain of Youth. He says, when perfected, all you have to do is pop a pill to stay as youthful as you want. The medicine is currently undergoing tests, but could not sell in a few years. Our tease Natalia Novikova has been finding out more.
It looks complicated, and it is. It's almost a life's work for Vladimir Skolachev. 2 more years of testing, and the doctor thinks he will have finally cracked the enigma of aging. Let's get the science over with now. Apparently, it's all about how oxygen reacts in your body.
99% of the time, it turns into harmless water. But there's that 1% that turns into superoxide that later turns into very poisonous elements. So the task was to find an antioxidant that stops that process.
And we're really here to talk about not only anti-aging, but the concept of immortality. Tell me about the research you're doing. I know you're a big researcher in the biological arena, and some of the concerns we have about telomeres and how we can maybe alter or maybe extend the quality and the length of life.
Well, first let me say that immortality is a big thing. To become immortal, that's going to take more than just curing our aging process. We're going to have to figure out ways of uploading our brains to computers and things like that when we get run over by trucks and stuff like that. So aging isn't going to make us immortal. Aging is just going to, curing the aging is just going to make us live healthy longer, but we can still be hit by meteorites and things like that.
So welcome to Brownback Culture.
More than just that, but the thing that I'm focused on is definitely trying to.
My name is Bailey Hall. I'm a student at Tufts
University. Have been shown to be
radio show called Brownback Culture.
Side of all of our cells that control the aging process, and we know that because we've lengthened them. Telomeres are the very tips of our chromosomes. You can think of.
My name is Barbara Lowe Fisher. My son was injured by DPT vaccine in 1980, and this is a reference commentary brought to you by the nonprofit National Vaccine Information Center that can be read on nvic.org.
Vaccinate me!
Every mother has had the nightmare. We dream our child, who we love more than we thought we could love anyone, has been taken away by strangers.
Taken!
And cannot be found. The cold fear rises up from our stomach into our throats. As we search endlessly to find the child, we would give up our own life to protect from harm.
Protect the child!
The imperative for parents to protect their young is
not for measles,
than the law
though.
Of any nation. It is stronger than any value or belief. It is primitive and hardwired into mother's DNA because it is the fierce protective instinct that enables the intelligent life to survive. In the 21st century is not just about the science and whether vaccines and vaccine policies are a safe and effective way to keep individuals and populations truly healthy. It is also part of an historic power struggle between parents and doctors about whether doctors or anyone else in society should have the legal right to give children a pharmaceutical product or medical treatment that carries a risk of injury or death without the parents' voluntary informed consent. Today, there is a bill on the desk of California Governor Jerry Brown, Assembly Bill 499, that has been quietly and quickly rammed through the state legislature by the medical pharma lobby. If Governor Brown signs that bill into law, then children as young as 12 years old will be vaccinated with Gardasil, Hepatitis B, and future vaccines for sexually transmitted diseases without the knowledge or consent of their parents. This proposed law would cost the cash-strapped state of California multi-millions of dollars to implement. Most of that money will go to Merck and other vaccine corporations to pay for multiple doses of each vaccine that will be aggressively promoted to young children who are not yet physically, mentally, or emotionally mature enough to make fully informed decisions about risk-taking, including whether or not to take a medical risk. This proposed law, gutting parental informed consent rights.
Fuck you, Barbara Lowe Fisher!
Like Merck, which sells Gardasil to the government for $108 per dose. But it is very bad news for parents. What if a 12-year-old child is biologically at high risk for having a life-threatening vaccine reaction that ends in permanent disability? Will the person who has secretly given the vaccine to the child without the parent's knowledge be legally responsible for what happens if the child has a serious reaction? Will the drug company that sold the vaccine to the state be legally responsible for the physical harm done to a secretly vaccinated child? No. The parent will be legally and financially responsible for caring for the child who was taken by strangers and vaccinated without the parent's consent and is now brain damaged for life. In America, there is no legal liability or responsibility for drug companies selling or doctors giving government-recommended vaccines when those vaccines injure or kill children or adults. How can the state of California, or any state, give anyone in society the power to secretly take a child away from a parent and subject that child to a medical risk without the parent's consent? There is no doctor, no government employee, and no politician who has the moral right to do that to a parent or their child. This California legislation that was pushed through the state legislature by pharmaceutical and medical industry lobbyists will strip parents of the long-held legal right to make informed, voluntary decisions about pharmaceutical products and medical procedures that carry risks for their children. That fundamental legal right is all that stands between parents and exploitation of their children by those in positions of power in society with a personal or professional vested interest in forcing every child to use pharmaceutical products that are not safe or effective for every child. This is a wake-up call for parents in all states. If politicians can vote to strip parents of their legal right to exercise informed consent to medical risks taken by their children in California, it can happen in your state too. And if young children can be secretly vaccinated for sexually transmitted diseases without their parents' consent in America today, it will not be long before all babies and children can be taken and secretly vaccinated with every licensed and government-promoted vaccine without their parents' consent tomorrow. Join MBIC's Vaccine Choice Advocacy Portal. Stand up for your legal right to make informed, voluntary decisions about medical risk-taking for your child today, or you will not have that legal right tomorrow. California parents, MVIC has issued a California Action Alert about Assembly Bill 499 at www.mvicadvocacy.org.
Rise above, we're gonna rise above. Make this storm, what we say. Rise above, we're gonna rise above. Was it there? Was it? Mm-hmm. There? Mm-hmm. Right, that's okay.
Ahem.
how to make a loogie sound. First, let in air. Let half of it out. Growl real hard and let all of the air out. You have made a loogie sound. Yay! You can do it however you want. Loogie is a good snack. It is sour though, but every time you get hungry, you should eat loogie because it's so good. You should hawk a loogie every day, every time. Even if you're in public, you should do it if you get hungry, okay? Everybody do it, especially everybody should do it. Everybody, whole universe. Everybody should go like every day. And here again, here's some steps if you forget or don't watch the first part. First, let in air. let half out. Let all of it out and growl really hard. You have made a loogie sound. So do it every day. You can find some videos on YouTube, or you can look into the description and read the steps. Okay. Remember to hawk loogie every day. That's why my face is red. Cause I'm so mad. Ah, I'm so mad. My face is red. That's why I'm so mad. Ah.
Oh, how did we come out? Where'd that just go? Oh. Oh dear. Didn't work, did it?
By the way, bye-bye.
Today, everybody knows somebody who was healthy, got vaccinated, and was never healthy again. If you, your child, or someone you love has experienced a life-altering vaccine reaction, please know that you are not alone. Because every life is important, publicly witnessing and reporting vaccine reactions is important too. My name is Barbara Lowe Fisher, and I'm co-founder and president of the nonprofit charity, the National Vaccine Information Center. NVIC has been dedicated to preventing vaccine injuries and deaths through public education since 1982. One of the first programs we developed when we launched the Vaccine Safety and Informed Consent Movement in America more than three decades ago is the Vaccine Reaction Registry. Thousands of vaccine-related health problems have been cataloged in NVIC's Vaccine Reaction in that 1986 law, and we are deeply disappointed that those safety provisions are not being enforced.
This was a vax versus unvax study. Tenfold increase in death by the vaccine. There was another vax versus unvax study that came out last year. This is the Moss study. It looked at 640 homeschool kids. I think it was 640, over 600. And it asked essentially questions of the vaccination programs and the health programs for the parents that were homeschooling. And what they discovered was the vaccinated children did have lower rates of measles, did have lower rates of chickenpox. So nobody was lying. They admitted, you know, yeah, my kid got measles and chickenpox because they were unvaccinated. But the vaccinated kids had 30 times the amount of allergic rhinitis, had 3.9 times the amount of allergy, had four times the amount of ADHD, had four times the amount of autism, had three times the amount of eczema, five times the amount of learning disabilities, and almost four times the amount of neurological disorders. Is this a small study? They say, well, it's a small study. Fine. Do your own. Do your own on the 10 million kids and stop beating around the bush, because this is what we are seeing. This is what we are seeing in our classrooms. This is what we're seeing in our Sunday schools. This is what we're seeing in our homes. Our kids are sick, and you keep telling us it's not the vaccine. Then what is it? Doesn't it bother you that Sanjay Gupta or any other news reporter out there keeps telling you it's not vaccines, but they won't tell
it's
you
not
why
vaccines.
Our kids are so sick? Are you investigating food? Are
it's
you investigating
really not
water?
Vaccines.
They're not investigating anything. In fact, you know, and I say this because I grew up a progressive liberal from Boulder, Colorado. I'm an environmentalist until I ran into this subject. But I go home and my parents scream and everyone around me screams and yells about Donald Trump. And they say, he's going to destroy all of our regulatory agencies. And I say, please let him do it. Why? Because Obama put Monsanto lawyers and workers as head of FDA. Monsanto's running FDA. The EPA is being run by Exxon. And the CDC is being run by Merck and Pfizer and Sanofi Aventis. You don't have regulatory agencies. What you have is a lie that you're believing, and you're putting your children in harm's way. And you're putting yourself in harm's way. If Donald Trump would just obliterate these agencies, at least then and only then all of America would recognize you are on your own. It's every man for himself out here, because your government is not protecting you. They are protecting the industries. If you go on YouTube and put in vaccine injury, tens of thousands of videos come up just like this.
Fill up my senses, come fill me again.
Took out the part, this girl now can't walk at all, paralyzed. And shoulders down. Many of you maybe saw the story of Colton in Utah, a boy who was a motorcycle racer who got his HPV vaccine, was paralyzed, had to walk around with a ventilator in his throat. We have kids walking around with ventilators. I have news for you folks. We haven't gotten into the iron lung made it smaller. You can carry it with you now. And now what's causing your paralysis is vaccines. I don't know where to go with this except to tell you that as much as this is doom and gloom, and this is scary, and these are the facts as I have found them, and I'm going to continue to investigate, what I do know is this dynamic is shifting in this country. After VAX, the reports of from the Pediatric Association is that more and more people are declining the vaccines for their children or spreading them out. More and more people are questioning whether they should be vaccinated. A poll said that before VAX, 17% of people thought that there might be a connection between vaccines and autism. 1 year later, after VAX, 30% of people polled believe there might be a connection between autism and vaccines. This is shifting. Parents keep telling me, you know, I didn't used to be able to talk about this on my mommy blog. I would get attacked. Now people are asking me questions on that blog. That's because of you. It's not because of me. I can only talk to a few people here and there. Let you on a plane if you get these untested vaccines. You won't be allowed in open spaces. They're starting with our kids. Now you're seeing nurses are having to get vaccinated. Never needed it before. No one was dying because a nurse gave them the flu. But now all of a sudden, nurses and healthcare workers and childcare workers. This is the beginning of a forced injection program. Take the word vaccination out of it for a moment. Can you imagine 10 years ago if I told you we're about to live in a country where they're going to line American citizens up at least once a year and force inject you with unknown products? That's what the sign wants. Every politician...
Fuck this dude!
That's what you were going to be lined up. And what did we see? The Gates Foundation had a vaccine program, a diphtheria tetanus program in Africa. They smuggled out two or three different groups, grabbed the vaccine because something was killing happening, and they ran out of the country. The vaccines are showing up on the on drugs. They're using the buildings and taking them on drugs. But there are groups all over the country that cannot come and do that, just cannot go out in public because they're free. So these trials cannot go out and function in society. Millions of them, and growing by the millions. What is the future of your child right now going to be taken care of? 1 in 36? Or, if you've seen vaxxed, you know that mathematically, if it continues on the current surge, we will be diagnosing 1 in 2 children with autism by 2032.
1 in 2 children.
That's the end of society, folks.
Did you
That's
know,
the
folks?
End of the standing army. It's the end of your insurance system. But let's
look at
autism just for one moment. In 2011, they were asked, will you look at the DTaP vaccine and the T-DAP? There are the three attempts to cut the vaccine.
My name is Barbara Lowe Fisher. I'm the mother of a son treated by DTaP vaccines in 1980. And this is a commentary brought to you by the nonprofit National Vaccine Information Center. Reports of whooping cough outbreaks in California and in other states this summer are nothing new. Every 4 to 5 years, no matter how high the vaccination rate is, there are reports of increases. Whooping cough is a respiratory disease, and toxins and Bordetella pertussis bacteria that cause whooping cough stimulate the production of large amounts of thick, sticky mucus that can clog the airways of tiny babies and children, making it difficult for them to take a breath without vomiting, for
choking,
them to take a breath
and making a whooping
without
sound
vomiting
as they
choking,
struggle to breathe,
and making a whooping sound.
There's
as
a pertussis
they
vaccine
to breathe,
called DTaP.
There's a pertussis
which was
vaccine
for American
DTAP
babies in 1996.
Which was licensed for American babies.
DTAP
in
replaced an older, very reactive
DTAP
vaccine.
Replaced an older, very reactive
that was associated
vaccine
with more cases.
Cases, convulsion fever, brain collapse, and convulsions, brain
it is well known that pertussis vaccine,
it is well known
various
pertussis vaccine,
bioactive toxins,
which can contain various
also
amounts of bioactive
reactives,
and also aluminum and
some
reactives, over words of the two vaccine injury and death, totaling $2 billion death, made under the 1986 National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act. Pertussis vaccination rates are very common. Pertussis vaccination rates are very
according to the CDC, 84% of
according to the CDC, 84%
of children under age 3
shots have received 4
by the time American
shots
in the kindergarten.
By the time
nearly
American
every child
has gotten all the CDC
nearly
recommended
every child
pertussis
has
shots
gotten all the CDC recommended
in 2009.
Piss in my mouth. Piss in my mouth.
In 2009, the CDC said that the proportion of totally unvaccinated children in America is only 6% of 1%.
with super high pertussis vaccine coverage in America and other countries like the Netherlands, Australia, Finland, and Canada.
So the difference
whooping cough disease cannot be prevented.
Back then, if you added up all those,
there are two main reasons for this fact. First, pertussis vaccines widely used since the 1950s.
Polio
have not prevented whooping cough disease from circulating in vaccinated populations.
Each one of those individual viruses.
Unknown numbers of children and adults who have gotten all government recommended pertussis shots can and do develop whooping cough or are carriers without symptoms.
They got 33
because pertussis vaccine immunity is only temporary and does not last.
Up through 2000,
health officials are telling teenagers and adults to get more booster shots. But that's not going to matter if scientific evidence that B pertussis organisms have mutated and become vaccine resistant turns out to be correct. A second important reason is that another Bordetella organism, parapertussis, also can cause whooping cough. Parapertussis symptoms, while often milder, can look exactly like pertussis. But doctors rarely recognize or test for it, and there is no vaccine for parapertussis. The DTaP vaccine, given five times to children under age six, and booster doses for teenagers and adults, does not protect against whooping cough caused by B. parapertussis. In highly vaccinated countries like the U.S., parapertussis is on the rise. And it is estimated that perhaps 30% or more of whooping cough disease is actually caused by parapertussis. So which bacterial organism is causing much of the whooping cough being seen in California, Nevada, Oregon, and other states this summer? Is it B. pertussis or B. parapertussis? Has there been any attempt by health officials to do expensive PCR lab tests on every person who's diagnosed to find out?
Another question.
Are public health officials being transparent with the public about just how many children and adults reported to have whooping cough have been fully vaccinated?
No!
In 1985, there was...
We're still getting doses of mercury in each...
Yeah. This is Brown Bag Culture. This is Brown Bag Culture. If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. Also, vaccinate your kids. Thank you.
One, two.
All types of shit. You don't let that shit ride. Blue moon. Hold the mother.
Turn up the microphone.
Do all that good
one,
shit.
Two. One, two. One, two. Shit. One, two. One, two. One, two. One, two.
Yeah.
No, yo, check this out. Check the joint. This
smoke crack.
Yo. Yo. I just
vaccinate your kid.
The reason why I curse is because my mama and my dad grew up cursing. Please respect my style.
Please.
I'll grab the mic and I will damage you. Punch the whole stamina. Oh, shit. I'll grab the mic and I will damage you. Punch the whole stamina. Head coach, a medical examiner. One burst and you out of the town. Bring the heel on you. Make sure he slip.
God, I'm mad.
Yo, Jordy. Oh, God.
Bring it on.
The mic and I will damage you. Yeah. Plus your whole stamina. Man. Here comes the medical examiner. Wow. One burst and you're out of the town. Bring the ammonia. Make sure he's slipped the right amount. Wake
A lot of publicity about the TikTok outbreak in 8 states. All the blame was put on the parents of DPT vaccinated children, calling for a safer precursor vaccine. But 25 years ago, I investigated those who did TikTok outbreaks and found 50 to 80% or more of the children and adults with DPT symptoms have been vaccinated. The Bordetella organism, causing people to cough disease, living animals like sheep, pigs, cats, and dogs, as well as humans, and have been part of the Earth's ecosystem.
Until the wolf chain with Mr. Silent Slang that cost any shit to bring. I watch ass take a big fall. Why? My main source is like a friendly game of stick ball. And that's who's dumb. I'm the Batman. I'm playing the Riddler. You try to kill me for my nigga. I'll change the Hitler. I go out like a Nazi with your fucking ass staying home and play Yahtzee. I'm watching Happy Days, sweating poxy with Ralph Reese, Cunningham, Junior, and Chachi. Yo, Unique. Yo, kid. Check this shit out. Yo, yo, 95.
वायरस है ये इजिप्शियन मर्चेंट्स की वजह से पूरे वर्ल्ड वाइड फैल गया था और यहाँ पे ये माना जाता है कि स्मॉल पॉक्स वायरस ने बिलियंस ऑफ पीपल की जान ली है। यहाँ तक कि 300 टू 500 मिलियन लोगों की डेथ हो गई थी स्मॉल पॉक्स से केवल 20th सेंचुरी में। तो आप ही सोच सकते हैं कि ये वायरस कितना ज्यादा खतरनाक है। अब दोस्तों मैं आपको बताऊंगा कि स्मॉल पॉक्स का डाउनफॉल आना कब स्टार्ट हुआ था। और यहाँ पे सबसे इंटरेस्टिंग बात ये है कि स्मॉल पॉक्स का डाउनफॉल तभी स्टार्ट हो गया था जब हम मॉडर्न मेडिसिन के बारे में जानते भी नहीं थे। तो यहाँ पे दोस्तों इसकी हिस्ट्री ये है कि यहाँ पे एक बुक हुआ करती थी जिसका नाम है द करेक्ट ट्रीटमेंट ऑफ स्मॉल पॉक्स, जिसमें एक फेमस बुद्धिस्ट नन को मेंशन किया गया है जो कि रहते थे एक फेमस माउंटेन में जिसका नाम है ओमेशान, जो कि चाइना के सिचुआन में पाया जाता है। तो यहाँ पे ये बुद्धिस्ट नन कहते हैं कि यहाँ पे जो स्मॉल पॉक्स का स्कैब फॉर्मेशन हुआ है उस पेशेंट में जो कि उससे हील कर रहा है, वो एकदम हार्ड क्रश टाइप का बन जाता है। तो ये उससे एक सैंपल लेते थे, फिर उसको ये ग्राइंड करते थे और उसका जो पाउडर होता था वो उसको हेल्दी लोगों की नॉस्ट्रिल्स पर डाल देते थे। तो यहाँ पे दोस्तों अगर आप सोच रहे हैं कि उन्होंने ऐसा क्यों किया, तो यहाँ पे एक बड़ी इंटरेस्टिंग ऑब्जर्वेशन है जिसमें ये पाया गया था कि अगर कोई स्मॉल पॉक्स के वायरस के इंफेक्शन को एक बार अगर सर्वाइव कर ले तो वो उसको दोबारा कभी भी कैच नहीं कर रहा था। तो ये उनका जो ट्रीटमेंट है ये भी इसी प्रिंसिपल पर बेस्ड था और इसी की वजह से उनका ये जो ट्रीटमेंट है ये कम्प्लीटली सक्सेसफुल रहा और हमने इस ट्रीटमेंट को नाम दिया वेरियोलेशन। और यहीं से दोस्तों स्मॉल पॉक्स के वायरस का भी नाम निकल के आता है जिसका नाम है वेरियोला वायरस। प्लस इसके दो टाइप भी होते हैं जो कि स्मॉल पॉक्स को क्रॉस करते हैं, जो कि है वेरियोला मेजर और वेरियोला माइनर। तो दोस्तों अब मैं आपको वो इंटरेस्टिंग स्टोरी सुनाऊंगा जिसने हमें मदद किया स्मॉल पॉक्स के डेडली वायरस को पूरे वर्ल्ड पे इरेडिकेट करने में। तो दोस्तों यहाँ पे एक इंग्लिश फिजिशियन थे जिनका नाम है एडवर्ड जेनर, जो कि हमारे फादर ऑफ इम्यूनोलॉजी भी है। तो इन्होंने एक बहुत ही इंटरेस्टिंग चीज को ऑब्जर्व किया था डेयरी मिल्क में, जो कि काउ को मिल्क करने का काम करती है, जिसमें जब वो एक डेयरी मिल्क से मिले थे तो उस डेयरी मिल्क ने एक ऐसी इंटरेस्टिंग स्टेटमेंट दी थी जो कि आगे जाके स्मॉल पॉक्स के वैक्सीन बनाने में बहुत ही ज्यादा मदद करने वाली थी। और उसमें उसका ये कहना था कि उसको कभी भी स्मॉल पॉक्स नहीं हो सकता बिकॉज उसको काउ पॉक्स है और ना ही उसको कभी अपने चेहरों पर ये स्कैब और स्कार से सफर करना पड़ेगा बिकॉज काउ पॉक्स में ऐसा नहीं होता जबकि स्मॉल पॉक्स में होता है। तो यहाँ पे जब एडवर्ड जेनर घर जाके उसकी स्टेटमेंट पर गौर किए तो उन्होंने ये देखा कि वो सही थी बिकॉज यहाँ पे ये पाया गया कि जो लोग भी काउ पॉक्स से सफर कर रहे थे उनको कभी भी स्मॉल पॉक्स हुआ ही नहीं। तो यहाँ पे दोस्तों सबसे इंटरेस्टिंग बात ये है कि काउ पॉक्स भी स्मॉल पॉक्स
ब्लडस्ट्रीम and chemotherapy doesn't kill all of those cells. If it did, it would be the cure, it would be in the newspaper. I mean, that's not earth-shattering news, but the thing is, when people are given chemotherapy, they believe that it is a cure. They're told this is what we have to do. And the doctor doesn't say it's a cure, but he gives these wonderful statistics that are relative instead of actual. And so you want to believe they're a cure, but actually, I tell people, you have to realize it's just a treatment. It is not a cure, it's a treatment. So anyway, it came back, and I had 14.2 for 7.5 cc of blood or cancer cells, which the easiest way to make that understandable is if anyone has ever seen a little insulin syringe, which is 1 cc or 1 milliliter. For every, you put all my blood,
how many cc's?
and then the tumor shows up later in the liver. That's the key. But anyway, so I went to a breast cancer support group, and
इसी तरह एक स्किन डिजीज होती है लेकिन काउ पॉक्स काउज में पाई जाती है बेसिक
because it's so good. You should hawk a loogie every day. Every time. Even if you're in public, you should do it if you get hungry. Okay? Everybody do it.
Nobody makes gourmet burgers like me. Uniquely created to be insanely delicious.
Everybody. Whole universe. Everybody should go like every day. And here again, here's some steps if you forget or don't watch the first part. First, let in air. Let half out.
you know you an actor. You can preach it to the pastor. Watch your floor, you bastard. All of my dick cause you care, I'm a factor. You whipping the frizz, I'm whipping your ass. I show up in class and murder your master. Think that y'all need some help. Blow your brains on the pavement, not think for yourself. Bitch, I got a gun on my shelf. Bitch, who you gon' run and go tell? Bitch, I got you figured out. You should go look in the mirror now.
Safe. You ain't never safe.
Safe. You ain't never safe.
Hi, this is the Guitar Circle New England, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford,